Now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your brother through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow as a Christian leader. I'm your host, Roger Price, and today I'm going to wrap up a four-session series that's been on fear, courage, and faith. Now, 3 weeks ago, I spoke about the most prevalent fear that I see in people, myself included, and that's fear of the unknown. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about the antidote to that poisonous fear, and that is faith. Last week, I spoke about how courage and faith kind of overlap in this dance, and how I believe that when you have great faith, you don't need courage. But when your faith is lacking, courage can be a pathway to take you to building your faith. So I want to spend just a little bit more time on this, talking about faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." For me, faith is something like this. Do I believe in God, the creator of all things? Do I believe that this God can really do anything? And then secondly, do I believe God? Because in God's word, God made a bunch of promises to me. God promises me eternal life. God promises that he would never give me more than I can handle, even though at times it sure feels like I'm not able to handle the things that I'm going through. I suspect that's because at those times, I lack faith. God promised to protect me and never forsake me. But then I think about, what about Stephen? Stephen was stoned to death, the first Christian martyr. Did God protect him? I think he did. What about our friends and family that have been taken from us, either by illness or by tragic accidents? Did God protect them and not forsake them? I think God did. Maybe God's promises are more about a bigger picture, more about our soul than just our earthly well-being. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." I think often my fears come up because I'm thinking about earthly well-being, not maybe a greater picture. So if I believe, I mean I really, really believe in God and in God's promises to me, I have nothing to fear. So why would I need courage? If God is for me, who can rise up against me? So the reality for me is, and I suspect sometimes you, is sometimes I lack that deep kind of faith. And so in those times, I either need to muster up the courage to do what I know I'm supposed to do, even though I'm afraid, or I need to muster up more faith so that the fear goes away. I'd like to tell you a story about a friend. He shared this story recently with a group. He was reflecting on a time many years ago when his young son was ill and it looked like he might die. This was a terrible time for he and his wife, of course. And in that uncertainty of whether his son would live or not, he started to pray and he started to work on his faith. And he came to a place, it took time, but he came to a place of peace. He still didn't know if his son would make it or not, but in this deep and somewhat dark place, he found God. He came to remember that God is God Almighty and can do anything, that God is good, even when we don't understand what God might be doing in a bigger picture, and that God is faithful. He knew he would be okay either way with God by his side. And he also knew that his son would be okay either way. Now, of course, he prayed that his son would be saved here on this earth. But he had gotten to a deeper place, a deeper faith that gave him peace. This is the kind of faith that I'm talking about. Now, I know most of you are wondering, okay, so did his son live? And before I tell you, I want to make a point. I think the point is, did my friend find faith? And would his son have been okay? And would he have been okay in a bigger picture either way? He did find faith, And praise God, his son did live and is now a fine young man. Now, I pray that when you need a moment of deep faith, like in this example, that you find it. And I suggest that you ask the Creator, the giver of all good things, that you receive that gift of faith as you also work on developing that gift. Over this coming week, I suggest that you do whatever you can to feed your faith, which helps you then to starve your fears to death. Next week, we're going to talk about another topic that challenges all of us to grow, and I sure hope you'll join me on this same channel at this same time. Until then, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.